This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted Saturday that he is feeling very well as he undergoes treatment at Walter Reed Army Medical Center for COVID-19. The president wrote, "Doctors, nurses, and all the great Walter Reed Medical Center and others from likewise credible institutions who have joined them are amazing." The president tweeted that tremendous progress has been made over the last 6 months in fighting this plague. With their help, I am feeling well. Earlier, Trump's doctor said he is in good spirits, but the Associated Press quoted a person familiar with the president's condition as saying that Trump had been administered supplemental oxygen at the White House on Friday. The president's physician, Navy Commander Dr. Sean Connolly, sidestepped that question at a press briefing. He said that the president told him he felt like he could walk out of the hospital.
As soon as he gets to the point where it's not a requirement, he may still need some care, but if we can provide that downtown at the house, then we will transition at that point, as long as it's safe and appropriate and the team agrees.
The AP source said that Trump's condition had been very concerning, but that he had improved since being at Walter Reed. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says he has tested positive for COVID-19. Christie tweeted Saturday morning that he will be receiving medical attention and will keep the necessary folks apprised of my condition. He did not say whether he had symptoms. Christie is the latest person who has been in close contact with the president recently to test positive for the virus. Several people who attended last week's Rose Garden announcement of Trump's Supreme Court nominee, including his former counselor Kellyanne Conway and two U.S. senators, have tested positive for the coronavirus. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.